Hello, everyone. Welcome to The Consumerists. I'm Ricky.
I'm Sarah, and we're your co-hosts. And we're back.
We're back after hiatus.
We did. We took a little sabbatical. We took an end of May sabbatical.
End of May sabbatical, and for good reason. Sarah, what happened?
It finally happened. I'm in my house.
The baby came.
The baby came in the form of a
two-bedroom. You birthed another bedroom.
Yay.
So, how is it? What's going on? Yeah.
Well, it's currently really hot in here, and I just had to shut off the fan so that you can't hear it in this recording. So it's like 9 o'clock at night and 29 degrees outside
it's
Calgary. 30. I'm not complaining.
It's 30.
It's about 27 in my house. So like not an exaggeration.
That's commitment. That's okay.
It's fine. I mean, there's no air. A lot of houses don't have air in Calgary. It's not really a thing, but
it's not a thing in Calgary. Like, you know, like you get this maybe 5 times a year, 10 times top. So you can deal with it. It's so nice though. Like,
and after it was beautiful this weekend.
It was so nice this weekend. Did you feel like I abandoned you by leaving town this weekend? Like
you were literally moving.
Did you think that? Because I was like, I didn't even peep any bit of a question. I planned a 3-night getaway.
I know.
As you were moving, did you call me?
You just left me out here.
I did. Did you?
No, I was punishing you by not sending you anything or not showing you any photos because you left me. I'm just joking. I sent you a photo of the office.
You did. But I, like, halfway through my very relaxing trip this weekend, I thought, oh my God, what optics? What are the optics here right now? But I have to tell you, Sarah, don't like moving friends.
No, honestly, and like normally, you know, I think we're at the age in life now where you would hire movers, but this was like the I'm not going to hire movers to move 8 houses down. Like it literally was walking, right?
Eight doors down, in the same building. In the same building.
Like ridiculous.
Earshot for sure.
Yeah. Oh, totally. So no, it actually went smoothly. I had some friends come over. They were so helpful. And like everyone was like, it's good people who just like, we're like, took down curtains, like moved the bed out, put it back up in my bedroom, like the way I wanted it, like made my bed. It was awesome. Like, yeah, it went really well. And it was really weird. Like the first night I was like, I feel like I'm camping. I'm in that vibe where I'm still in that vibe this week where it doesn't really feel
like I love happening. That is the best part of moving where you're still so getting used to the new space.
Yeah.
And it feels like, feels like a hotel room at first. And
yes, it feels like a hotel. That's actually what it feels like. My bedroom, it's so funny you said that because today I was getting ready this morning. I was like, I feel like I'm at a hotel. I kind of love it.
I know. It's so good. It's like a good break-in period, right? And I'm so glad you love it.
Yeah. No, it's great. I feel like I have a long way to go. I'm painting the main floor.
Oh,
okay. I have to figure out the configuration of the main floor because it's way bigger than I thought it was. I mean, good news, bad news. Probably have to buy a lot of new stuff,
which sounds awful,
right? But my office is, I'm currently recording, broadcasting live from my new office, second bedroom, which is actually relatively set up. Like there's like some piles of shit that I have to sort through, but yeah, it's set up. Like my desk is here. I ended up buying I got that desk from Wayfair.
Oh, you did? Good. Yeah. And it came already?
Yeah, it came. All good.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah. So it's just like a really simple white desk. And then I have a bathroom in my office, you know, I've really made it. It's good. And, I also have my patio furniture is up on the roof, totally set up. Good. So it's really great. That's the only thing that's up there is the patio furniture. I still need to get a rug and like, you know, some stuff, like zhuzh it up a bit, but we're here at least.
Exactly. So. You're there and you can, I do like living in a space for a little bit. It kind of speaks to you. You know what I mean? Like, you kind of just like, oh, I need something there. I need something there. This works here. You need to spend time in this space. So
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you can't pre-buy everything. That's for sure.
Oh God, that's like impossible.
Impossible.
No, and I already feel that way. Like I feel like I've settled in a bit. But I'm definitely still in that. Like I feel like I'm camping or like visiting in my own house. And like that sort of just like disarray where I'm like, haven't really bought groceries and I'm nothing matters. And I'm like drinking every day. Like I literally was making a salad and put chips in my salad today. Like that's where I'm at. That's totally. The level of emotion that
you've
I'm at.
Got
right
a, now. You've kind of got like a pass.
Yeah.
Right now.
I feel like nothing matters right now. I'm like, I can get away with anything.
So I heard from you in a state of disarray when you were like, oh my God, I'm not going to be able to clean this, my old place. Like I'm not cut out for manual labor.
I stand by that statement.
What am I doing? Why did I sign up for this? So how did that go? Were you happy with the move out and everything?
Yes. It all went really well. It was all good. Yeah. Good. Oh my God. Cleaning is truly the worst. And like mission driven cleaning where you have to get stuff done. Yes. Right?
And it's like, it's details. Like, you know, vacuuming, blah, blah, blah. But if you start washing cabinets and cleaning on the inside and doing a stove and oh my God, it's just, whew.
Oof. Yeah. Word to the wise, hire the cleaners for the move out. I, again, like really underestimated it. I think I really underestimated the whole thing because it felt so easy because it was like next door, right?
Exactly.
But, nope.
But next time, you know, you do live and learn. You do live and learn. And
totally.
How many big moves have you really done like this, like full, you know, full apartments on your own. So the next one, which will be probably in a long time, you never know, but you'll have those lessons. So did you buy anything for the new place?
I mean, why are we even here?
Yeah, exactly. Like what? Okay. So I know that you went shopping already tonight. So
I did.
That's
just a snapshot of what's to come, people. Just keep tuning in. We won't disappoint as the summer goes on. But okay. Actually, like a funny thing that came out of the move. So moving my clothes over was like a thing because I was like, okay, are we going to pack? Like, are we going to, like, what am I going to do with clothes? Yeah.
Are you
right?
just going to carry hangers over? Or what are you going to do?
Yeah. So we tested a few methods in case anyone ever has to get into a situation. So first I tried like the method of putting all the clothes on sort of like a hockey stick.
We used
a broom. Well, we used a broom and like stacked all the clothes.
Like a rolling rack.
Well, yeah, but we just put it on a broom. Yeah, and we just put them all there. And me and my friend were like Kelly were trying to like carry it, but what was happening is we were walking on the stairs, like all the clothes were like coming towards me, and then she couldn't, it was a bit of a disaster.
Right.
And then Lexi has seen this thing where you take a garbage bag and you like go under the clothes and then like tie it and then just pull the clothes off the rack. That worked the best. Like that was what her kind of method was. But then that was kind of like falling apart too, and it ended up just like being piles of clothes like coming across. But it was funny. Lexi was coming into the house with like a massive pile of clothes, and she's like, "Oh, I've reached the evening gown portion of your wardrobe."
The like, LBD.
Why do I have like literally a gown section? She's like, "Where are you going? Like, what are you
it's
doing?"
It's true.
With
you're
all buying.
You're dressing for the life you want. Buying for the life you want. You.
It's true. Who we used to be, but
you want the black tie affair, and it will happen. That's so funny. I love it. So that's the best method.
That was, the garbage bag thing did work. And then the rest of it, it was funny. And then we just shoved, like, all my jeans are folded at the top of my closet. And when Angel, she took every pair out, folded them all. She counted all of my pants, though, just to shame me. So, but it was fine. It was worth the shaming. So.
Oh, no.
It was 32 pairs.
32 pairs of pants.
That's just the folded ones. There was a ton of ones.
Of hung ones.
Yeah.
Folded ones are probably the casual ones and your more slacks are hung, right? So so it's probably double that. Okay. We know where we stand. So, well, we do know that you have 27 overcoats.
Oh, like, I feel like I have more than that. Didn't we decide it was?
Well, you had 27 just like midwinter, like kind of like lightweight winter coats. Like kind of like cashmere, you know what I mean? Like
just like casual, like super. I don't have like I have one real parka that's like 15 years old, but like 10 years old, and I live in Calgary. But yeah, the closet situation was actually very stressful because my front hall closet is really tiny, so like all my coats didn't fit in it. I had to use the spare bedroom like office closet, and it's half filled with coats and
like currently
I'm still maneuvering.
You have less closet space? What's going on?
Well, I feel like the front hall closet in the old house was might have been just like a skosh bigger. Mm. And then I had installed like a I had a rack in the front too that I had put up, like a shelving rack thing, to put the rest of my coats on. So that space is no longer, there's no space in the new, like in the hall entry of the new one to do that. So I had to move coats upstairs. Yeah. It was a whole thing, and bags and coats. And
do you have dressers? Do you have dressers?
So my bedroom doesn't fit a dresser. The dresser is currently in my office. So okay. I've got to get like a tall one for my bedroom. So I've got a long way to go. So
okay, yeah. Well, that's good. That's good.
All of that to say, yeah, I've got a long way to go. I need to get a new dining room table because mine was really tiny, like tiny little condo size. Mm. And now this is pretty big where the space I have. New carpet for the living room because, again, much bigger space. I need to figure out like a tall dresser because my dresser is massive and like packed to the gills. So I don't know what I'm going to do with that. But yeah, instead of buying stuff like that, today I went to HomeSense, bought two cushion like pillow covers. Very important work.
Yes.
And then I just, as I was checking out, I saw this beautiful, usually I don't really like the, I don't know, like HomeSense, I feel like is really hit and miss for like random artwork, but they had these two, and it was like a series of just like beautiful photos. It's really simple. It's like a big blown up photo, and it's just like a palm tree in like an urban landscape though, kind of. Mm. And it's just like brown and green. It's just beautiful. I just really liked it. And I'm like, this, I'm going to buy this as inspiration. I don't know where, but it just like spoke to me, and I'm like, you will come with me and I will figure out
very nice
like what this is going to do. I just really liked it. And I was like,
you're feeling this tropical, it's kind of like LA vibe for your home.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think I might just kind of keep looking back at this picture and use and it as inspiration. It.
Yes. I like that. Mm-hmm. I really like that.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm going to paint the main floor just like back to a white because they have some blue accent walls in here. They're just not really my vibe. And then I'm going to paint, there's a little mini powder room on the main floor. So I'm going to do, I think I'm going to do like, I kind of wanted to do like jungle, like tropical vibe in there, like green, like do one wall green.
We were talking about like maybe like a wallpaper or something, no?
Yeah. Yeah. Still like looking at the wallpaper too. So I've got to decide, like, I know painting it white, like doing all white in there and then doing some like green kind of, I don't know. So I have a lot to kind of like sort out and figure out. And then I had to buy, you know, all the classic stuff, like bathroom stuff. And
yes.
I've been buying really random stuff though, like not really focusing on like.
Well, I don't know. You know, right now it's fine. Like, but maybe you do want to make a list and kind of prioritize.
Absolutely.
At some point, but right now you're just kind of in the joy of the moment, which is totally good about shopping. Like,
yes,
that's fun. That's good. Just that's totally fine. It. You're just enjoying it, and nothing wrong with that. Like. Even like going and doing a good thorough IKEA sweep of like, oh yeah, I need like drawer inserts and organizers. And yeah, I need like, this could be good. And like a little watering can. I want plants. Do you want plants? I've never known this of you.
Well, I just had a hydrangea. And remember like a couple weeks ago, I was like going to the Bridgeland Market. I had a hydrangea and I murdered it. Like, well,
hydrangeas are the hardest. Plant. Oh my God.
Oh my God. It was such a finicky little bitch. Yeah, like, not good. Keep it alive. Not good. And then I had this little rose bush plant thing. Kill that. Like, I don't know. I have my grandmother's brown thumb. So yeah we'll see. My mom is coming next month and she really wants to do some stuff. So yeah, she'll be doubly vaccinated. Very excited about that. So she's going to come and she wants to plan some stuff. So I don't know. But yes to the IKEA sweep. So looking forward to that. Cannot wait to savor that moment. Ugh. I just really moved for the shopping. Like, let's be serious.
Truly.
For the shopping opportunity.
Truly. Okay. Now, outside of the apartment, what else has happened to you in the past 2 weeks? And what else is going on? And what else have you bought?
Well, okay. I feel like that's my big news. I also, to be fair, I know that the reason you ghosted me is because you had a bit of a weekend. So I want to hear that first. We've heard enough from me.
Okay. Well, Matt and I are both vaccinated and we just want to get away. We just want to get away. Our vacations this year have been Edmonton.
And now
Canmore. So We love the Paint Box Lodge in Canmore. It's a charming little bed and kind of like a bed and breakfast, but it's a hotel. But they home make, like, they make sourdough every morning and frittatas and everything, and you go get your food, and it's so divine. They do like freshly baked muffins and cookies for you and everything. So and they're honestly, it was so great. So we left Friday, like, kind of like left about an hour early from work, went down, checked in, immediately started watching Real Housewives of New York, ordered Crazy Weed 3 nights in a row.
I love that.
And ate Ben and Jerry's ice cream for dessert every night and just slept in their Danya Down beds. They have a Danya Down insert for the bottom, like the feather bed. And the down duvet and all the pillows are Danya Down.
Oh my God.
Sarah, I know what you speak of when you talk about your pillows. I'd have to say the Pyrenex would have been good. I'm going to get into the drama we had about pillows. And totally. And your inventory, how you lost count of your inventory.
I know.
But it was fabulous. And we went for epic walks every night. We did like an epic run that gave me new life. Like I was like, can I run at altitude? I was running like fast. We went far and did like, honestly, one day we did like, I'm trying to think of how many kilometers of walks I can run, like 15 or something. And then we did the Discovery Bike Trail in between Canmore and Banff.
Which is
really great. But we rented e-bikes for it. We were like zooming past old ladies, like huffing and puffing up hills, and really eat our dust, bitches. Like it was so fun. It was so good. And it was just so nice to get away and to be in a different bed, in a different environment. Yeah. Even if it was 1 hour from town, we are very lucky in Calgary that in 1 hour we are in a world-class mountain town. And I know you were in Banff actually as well. So we have to hear about that.
For work. Yeah.
For work. And it was kind of life affirming and it gave me a lot of hope for like what, you know, what we have. Oh, Matt just walked in. Hi. what we have to come, right? Like what's in store for everyone. We will be able to get out and travel again, go see friends, go do something, go to a restaurant, you know, it'll be fun.
Yeah. No, that's a good way to think about it.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. No, it was good.
Life is going to come back.
Will come back. It'll be fine. And, it was so good. So good. I didn't buy anything though. Oh, wow.
You didn't buy anything. I can hear Matt in the background.
It's like the loudest ice scavenging I've ever heard. He's getting ice into a thing, and I've never, like, that could be almost a 100% silent operation. I'm just gonna put it out there. I'm almost
Are you getting the dirtiest looks right now?
I'm almost intrigued at what's coming next.
What is he making?
It's the loudest thing I've ever heard.
Matt making me cocktails.
Oh, when will it happen? They'll happen soon. Very soon, Sarah. Soon. So that's good.
I hope so.
But I didn't buy anything. I did buy a couple things. I looked at our credit card statement and it almost shook me to my core because I didn't remember buying anything. And then when I saw the statement, I was like, oh, that. And that. Oh, yeah, that. And
what?
That. So Memorial Day in the States is when they do all their big, like a lot of brands do their sales. Like a lot of stuff will go on sale. Like Parachute Home will go on sale 20% off.
Why didn't you call? Oh my God. Why didn't you tell me? I was so distracted on Monday.
Ugh. Okay. Well, but what I was waiting for is something that you would never have wanted. So okay. I don't know if you know this about me, but I play piano and I love to like write songs and everything.
Of course I know that about you.
And
Ricky wrote the intro music to the show. Hello.
Well, so there's this place called Spitfire Audio that makes the best virtual instruments. It's really hard for me to explain, but they sample like really amazing symphony orchestras and stuff and translate it to software so you can play it. So I would have the ability to play like beautiful, like cinematic sounding scores and stuff, and I can compose that. I have this like dream in my head that I want to score like TV shows and like trailers and stuff. And maybe like short films and things. Like it's something that I want to do in my life. So I invested in this crazy like software instrument set from Spitfire Audio. And on Memorial Day, it was 40% off. So I didn't feel so bad to get it. And then I also bought like this crazy hard drive. So I'd have a really, really fast connection with my computer. So all in all, that was a pretty big investment.
Yeah. Set with this stuff though.
I know.
Like you've got like a thing going on.
I've got a thing going on. So maybe, who knows, our theme music might change soon. Maybe it'll be like really grand and cinematic. Who knows?
Timpanies. I love it. That suits for us. That suits us, I think.
Yeah. And then I bought like, so I did the thing where I used my well.ca well-being or whatever, wellness points. To get that really high-end razor. So I did get it.
Smart.
But it has wrecked my face.
Like, what do you mean?
It has caused so much problems. And I also have contact dermatitis. If you were to see me right now, like gone is the smiling person in that big hat that everyone saw in our Instagram pages. So I now have a rash on the lower half of my neck. And I'll tell you why. This is a good tip for everyone out there. Throw away your bounce dryer sheets, your liquid softeners, your Tide, all your bullshit stuff that you're buying commercially, because that stuff is toxic to your skin. So I started washing my t-shirts with Tide because my white t-shirts were looking so good whenever I'd wash it with Tide, like Tide powder.
Okay, yeah, I use Tide all the time.
And you know why? You know why I use Tide powder? Because of that cleaning tip, right? So you could do all that, right? Yeah, for sure. And it's great. Of course, it's going to do a really good job. But I started using that. And I'm like, oh my God, it looks so good. Like your laundry comes out like impeccably. And like impeccable. And then I started using Bounce dryer sheets because it smells so good. And it makes your clothes so soft. And it's just like the classic laundry scent. Well,
yeah.
Cut to me with a full rash all over. And you can literally see wherever my clothing had contact with my neck, like the collar, I have a huge rash. It's crazy.
Weird.
It's crazy. And it's like angry looking. So word to the wise to everyone. If you have any of those like skin problems, the first place to look, like if you have any dermatitis or eczema, first place to look is what detergent are you using and what type of like softeners, fabric softener are you using? Because that's what really sticks on your clothes and can be really bad. So that's kind of the snapshot of my life right now. I think I might sell or send that thing back, like that razor.
But you're saying though, the razor, it's the Tide. So I don't get it. What's the deal?
But then when I was shaving, it seems to have like extended the rash. I don't understand. I think I need to get a handle on the contact dermatitis to see what's going on when I shave as well. Right. Like I just need to see what is really doing it. But this other rash started before I started shaving with this new shaver. But now that I'm shaving with it, it's actually like inflaming a larger area. So who knows? Yeah, I know. It's so dumb.
Oh my God.
I know.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. I genuinely did not know that.
I know. So that's my sob story for the week.
That's a lot. Like that's a stressful. Yeah, I didn't know that.
I got the eyebrow stuff from
what
Nyx.
Eyebrow stuff?
You know,
you
like
found
the,
it I that found I was it. Trying to hunt down.
Yeah, but I bought two. Okay, so Rebecca, who recommended it to me, had two. And she said, I'm going to give you one. And I'm like, no, I like the hunt. And then I hunted and hunted and couldn't find it. And I was like, I almost called Rebecca. I'm like, I actually do want it now. But I did find it. I bought two, Sarah. So I'm legit going to give you one.
Oh my God, thank you. Yeah, I was not into the hunt. I was like walking around Shoppers and I was like, I'm over this.
No, you're like, I can't see it right now in my line of vision. I'm not going to look anywhere else for this.
Done.
You're
no.
done. So I did find two and I will give you one. It's good. It's good. I don't know if it's the best. I'm just going to put it out there. I don't know if it's the best. I will give you one. That's not the reason, the only reason why I'd give you my other one.
I don't really like it that much, so you can have it. Okay. Well, I'm pretty sure that's what this is about, but okay. Okay. Question, though, about Camor. Okay, two questions. Number one, what was the best thing you ate when you were there? To tell me in detail.
Okay. I just started eating a candy when you asked me that question because I thought you were going to ask a longer question.
That's a bold move. Like a gummy candy? What are you drinking right now? I heard you cracking something. It sounded like you're opening a beer, which I knew you weren't.
No.
Is that a weed gummy or just like a regular gummy?
Mm-mm. No. So I eat these Smart Sweets and they're so good.
Oh, yeah.
They're the best. With red wine, unbelievable. Let me tell you. So good. I don't know what it is, but the combination with red wine is so good. Okay, so the best thing I ate, listen to this meal. Our first night out, we got, Crazy Weed used to have this pizza called the Surf and Turf. Did you ever have that? It's shrimp and chorizo sausage with pesto and mozzarella. And it is, their pizzas are I want to cry thinking about this pizza. So good.
That sounds really good. Oh my God.
So we had that as a starter. Then we moved on. We each got an order of fries and they do like Kennebec fries, like fresh, you know, made like perfect fries. And we each had an order of their masala ribs. These ribs are fall off the bone perfection. And then they have this like cilantro chutney that they serve with it. And they give you so much. This place does not fool around with portions, let me tell you.
Oh, I love it. Oh, love that.
My God, Sarah. It's like when you... Okay. I was once in New York City and I was walking through the rain thinking, why... And my ultimate fantasy, and to this day, it's still my ultimate fantasy, is to go to a restaurant and just order a big plate of nachos, the ultimate nachos, and just eat them.
Okay, yeah. I was like, where is this story going? Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Right? So I was walking in New York and I did this. And it was like one of those liberating experiences. And it was like, I'm an adult. Who cares? The only thing that matters is what matters to me. So
yeah,
that's what this felt like. It was like, we're just going to order everything we want on this menu. And we're going to have meals from this place because it's our favorite restaurant 3 nights in a row. We're not going to switch it up. We're not going to have a great meal at our favorite restaurant and then two shitty meals just for variety's sake. We're going to do the right thing. We're going to go all in. I love
that.
Right? So it was just like one of these experiences that made me feel like it's liberating and it makes me feel like an adult and I can do whatever I want.
Yeah, it's your... It's
my money. I don't care. Like, and it's like, should we order one or two orders of fries? Order 10. Have more fries than you could possibly eat. Like, who cares? You know what I mean? It's like, just do it. Do whatever you want.
Go for it.
Right? So that was the best thing. Those masala ribs with fries. Oh my God. Sarah.
I'm so hungry. I need a good meal. I can't wait. I'm like, restaurants are reopening in Alberta. I cannot wait to just like go eat a meal that I didn't cook myself. It didn't get delivered to my house.
Exactly.
Oh, I can't wait. Exactly. Can we go for brunch soon?
We have to go for brunch. And you know, we also have so to... long. You're probably going to have to go out to Canmore for work at some point, right?
Maybe.
Sometime.
Banff. Yeah. Banff?
Something? We should just meet out there. We should have dinner. I'll meet you for dinner at Crazy Wheat and we'll drive back. Oh,
totally. Yeah. I was at Lake Minnewanka the other day. So that would be, yeah, totally.
So how was that? What was your trip to Banff like?
It was good. It was really pleasant. I've left the city like twice in 6 months, actually. And the other time was to go to Canmore, to go to my office.
Or to Edmonton.
That was in October though, which is wild.
Oh my God, that is wild. That was it.
Like, and then I went to Canmore and I have actually not left. I have barely left Bridgeland. Like,
it's
wild. I went from being like a travel editor,
like traveling every month. I mean, like somewhere crazy every month of your life. Yeah. Like, to not even like venturing past your ward.
No, it's wild, but no, it was good. Like Minnewanka was, we're doing a video shoot out there. So we took a boat, went on the lake. It was like a beautiful day. It had been really, it's been, you know, pleasant in the 20s. And yeah, it was nice. I just like got a coffee and drove out and enjoyed it. And
good.
Yeah.
Even the drive feels good, doesn't it?
Oh, it feels, yeah. I mean, it was right in the middle of the day. So yeah, but it's good. It's good to just like drive and like see something different and
exactly. Then come home separation. And feel
like you had like done yeah. something. Yeah. It was funny because yesterday I had to work from someone else's house because I didn't have internet. And I was like, I honestly can't, like I just got internet set up today. And I was like, I can't go to a coffee shop because they're not open. Like I can't go to my office because it's not open. So I went to a friend who I've been seeing like the whole time. Yeah. And I just had to work from their house because it was very weird, but it felt good to actually get up yesterday morning and like leave the house for like the full day and feel like I was, you know, we took like a lunch break together and then we like had a drink on the patio at the end of the day. And I was like, I just felt like I worked, that, you know.
Yeah, like, that's nice.
Check this day off.
Absolutely. You know, when you can go and work from a coffee shop or something, that'll feel good too. I really think it will. Yeah,
I think so too. It'll be so good. Okay, also I just wanted to say tonight I'm drinking Campari and sodas. And I forgot how much I love Campari and sodas.
I love it.
If you guys have never done it, just do it. Like Campari with just, I don't know, do whatever ratio you want. I'm using my
splash.
I just realized splash. I was using my double. I was using my double.
Did you tell that story? Glasses. Did you tell that story on air?
Yeah, last week I told...
Oh, you did. Yeah, okay, good.
I told everyone about my double shot glasses. So I realized I just poured 4 shots of Campari and then just put some orange bubbly sparkling water and it's delightful. Do that. And I'm also sitting here in what can only be described as a muumuu. Like, actually, it's the coolest thing I own. No, coolest in, like, not coolest as in stylish. Like, coolest as in...
It's like...
Like, temperature-wise.
It sounds like... Grand dame, like greeting, lady of the house greeting someone,
it's,
you know.
It's the most like unsexual thing you've ever seen. It's a giant, it's like gauzy, it's white, it's like a giant like house dress basically. But it was like last year Gap was doing this like they were calling it the Dreamwell collection.
Oh my god.
It was
god. Just
like actually really yes. beautiful. Yeah, it was actually really beautiful. Like bed stuff, but the Gap sizing is wild. Like all over the place, right?
Oh so my god, be careful.
So like I ordered a medium and honestly, like a serious, I'm not even exaggerating, another person could get into this dress with me. Like I'm I love not joking.
It. But yeah. On a night, you know, the sun's setting and it's still 30 degrees. How good does that feel?
Yeah, with my Campari and soda. It's like literally golden girls over here. Oh, so I love that's it. Where I'm at.
I love it.
Hot girl summer is not... someone asked me today what hot girl summer is and I had a hard time explaining it. Like, I know what it is, but I'm also like, I can't...
What is it?
I can't describe it. Have you heard of this whole hot girl
summer thing? No, I don't know what that is.
Okay, I don't know how to describe it. It basically just means like... it's supposed to be like a summer full of fun, you know, yeah. Like you're going to have a hot girl summer. It means you're going to party. You're going to have fun. You're just going to like live your best life. Cause yes. it's like warm outside. Right.
Yes, yes.
But you're supposed to be like, yeah. Like I think there's a lot of jokes going around that right now, like no one is going to be really living hot girl summer because we're all just coming out of quarantine.
It'll take, you know, you're going to have to ease on into that hot girl summer. Like
hot girl August. Hot girl August.
Yeah. Maybe. You'll be a late bloomer on the hot girl trend. No. You're there already.
Right now I'm in like mildly attractive dead of winter.
You're there. It's good. I think you have to normalize wearing that muumuu out and about.
No.
It's I think like, you do.
Oh my god, Ricky, if you saw me in this, you would be like, I don't know if I can do a podcast with you anymore. Like, it's a lot. You'll never see me in it, I can guarantee you, but...
Okay, so what's on your shopping horizon? Like, what's the next purchase?
God, such a good question. Like, I have a running list of things. Like, it's epic.
Home.
So
It's carpet.
It's all home.
Compartmentalized. It's home. It's... I'm sure you're realizing that there's certain things you want... to be go out and about in now too.
I know there are some clothes. Like, yeah, I need to, I actually was thinking that I was like, I'm so bored of like thinking about house stuff. I was actually kind of trolling about today, looking at some sort of clothes and when it's nothing like a 30, some odd degree day to like make you question all of your clothing choices. You
You're
know,
like, why like, don't I, was, like, I own I more linen or why am I not?
So I need to kind of do a bit of a, a reassessment. I've still been on the hunt for the perfect pair of like, sort of, I don't know how to, like, a linen pant, but like a gaucho pant, I guess
I was going to say gaucho pant.
Yeah, so I hate you that kind of idea.
No, you need, like, well, you what you want is, like, you just want kind of, like, the perfect wide leg linen trouser.
Yeah, but, and I don't want it to have, like, buttons or anything. I want, like, a very, like, I know it's, like, elastic waist doesn't sound very, like, attractive, but I have this picture of what I want in my head, and like it's really hard to find them.
Holy shit. I have it. I own it, and I'm going to send you a picture of me with it. Yes, it's Muji linen pants that are tight and fitted on the waist, very wide and flowy on the leg, and it's awesome. It's so great. I just don't know how you'll get that without going to a store and finding it. You know what I mean? Like,
I know I've got to go shop. I've got to go shopping. I know.
Yeah, exactly. You need to just go shopping and find the perfect thing. It's so funny when you have that specific want, you'll never find it. That's the thing. It won't be out there. It's like when I wanted a black turtleneck or a beige jacket last season, like good luck finding a navy sweater.
But you found one in the end, didn't you?
I did. They had to special order it from England. That's right. And then they stocked their whole store. They had to order like 20 for my one. But obviously people want that, right? Like, yeah, so that's
absolutely
not crazy.
Yeah. So I think that is probably on the horizon. And I don't know. You know, for me, I never like nailed it with a summer wardrobe yet. I'm still constantly on the hunt. I did buy a dress from Zara, just like a plain, so different for me, a plain black dress. I know. Uh-huh. So right. Weird.
Simple black. Okay.
Not great though. Sent it back. Oh, like, okay. Or returned it. But
you bought all your summer blacks, I thought.
I know. Still, you know, there's always summer blacks to be bought. So let's never get ahead of ourselves here. But, what about you? What are you like? What's on your, I mean, you're always, sounds like you're just kind of killing it over there though.
I thought I would just take a little hiatus. Remember when I told you is the famous last words? I'm done shopping.
Literally in November, you told me you're done shopping for a year. And I was like, okay, A, that's a bold lie. B, why are we doing this then? And C,
done
back
shopping.
To point A, that's a bold lie.
Bold lie. Bold lie. It's like, why do I
even say
that?
I truly didn't believe you for a second. I don't know.
You know,
that was weird.
It's like you fear becoming your parent, and that is exactly what my dad would say to some. Done shopping. I bought everything. I'm good. I'm good. Next day, buy like $20,000 worth of stuff, right? Like, it's like that. So I reorganized my closet. I like to keep, so I have like four quadrants in my closet. Top left is t-shirts and button-down shirts. Bottom left is all pants. Top right is sweaters and ties. And the bottom and accessories. And the bottom right is suits and suit jackets. So I reorganized, it gets cluttered, right? So I reorganized everything and I realized I was pulling out pants that I didn't even remember buying. It was like I was like sleep shopping. Like I didn't even know that it was me. Tags on, still never worn. It was shocking. It was almost like a different person.
Weird.
Honestly, right? So I have a lot of pants. I don't have enough shirts. I need to invest in more. Like, you know what I really want? Kind of like painting smock linen shirts for summer. I just want these like painter smocky kind of things. Like really, basically what you're doing right now, but for a man. Like what you're rocking right now, I want for me, and I will wear it anywhere, Sarah.
Yeah.
I don't care if it's Mary Golden Girl.
You don't care.
I'm B. Arthur. I want the B. Arthur wardrobe. Like just.
You could do it. You could.
Oh yeah. So that's kind of like where I'm at. I'm trying to
hold
off.
I've never seen inside your closet. Sorry, I was just gonna say I've never actually. As you were describing your closet, I was like, I've never seen this.
What? Oh, my closet.
I've never seen your closet.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no. I mean, it's...
Next time I come over, you know, I have those, like
I have wardrobes. I don't have closets, so it's very organized. It has to be.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. You know what I don't do is shorts.
Right.
And I'm kind of considering...
I think you should. I think you should consider. You know, I don't know. I would love to see you in a short.
Well, I've... So I... Since I've lost a little bit of weight and I started jogging, my legs look a lot better, so I might start doing it. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I might start doing it. I kind of want... Remember I was like looking... I almost bought those shorts from Land's End, those pleated really short shorts?
Yes.
Like mid-thigh pleated shorts.
I'm sorry, men out there, that is the appropriate length for a short. Like mid-thigh. Shorts should not be going... They shouldn't be going to your knee, even.
They shouldn't be going to your knee. Think about it. Like, that's not where to cut it off. That's not how you want... No. It makes you look short. Don't go below the knee. Oh.
Please just check with me before you buy jeans. Or before you buy shorts. Anyone out there listening, please.
If you need a sober second opinion, we can be your fashion senate.
I will sober up to give you that opinion.
We will sober up. We will sober up to give you a sober second opinion. Let's just
I will put down the Campari and soda and...
We will chug a gallon of coffee if you are about to buy board shorts to tell you it's wrong.
Please. Not even board shorts. Just like, yeah, shorts. I just... There's nothing...
Oh, it's a fine line.
...more attractive. I watched this... Okay, so this dad the other day walked... He was walking with these two little girls holding their hands. And he was wearing, a pair of shorts. They weren't like obnoxiously short. They were just like a great length. But they were... There was a good like... I don't know.
Confidence.
Say four or five fingers above his knee. They were like a salmony color and he was wearing a white button down t-shirt.
Kudos.
And he just looked so cute. And he was wearing a pair of Ray-Bans and he just looked so cute.
You know what? And it's like, confidence. Well done. It's confidence. Yes. To show your leg, you know, we're not going to jump you. The gays aren't going to ambush you. Go for it.
The gays aren't going to ambush you. I mean, they might, but take it as a flatter. Take it.
Exactly.
Take it as a compliment.
Exactly. Exactly. You should be happy. You should be so lucky.
Truly.
Sarah, is this a like a relaxed size episode?
I know. I feel like it was very chill. It was just kind of like...
I love it. It's a
really hot day. We both are just kind of catching up. Ricky and I always do our catch up before, and he wouldn't let me tell him anything. He wouldn't tell me anything. He's like, no, we're doing it all on air.
I was saying it was live. Yeah, we're doing it live.
Live.
Live to tape.
It does feel like it's been a long time. We haven't really been on Instagram. We've just been like
nothing. You know, we're back. We're full steam ahead. So, you know.
Yeah. Send me cute decor stuff if you guys see it. Like, just send stuff through the consumerist and let me know. And
yeah, and literally DM us if you're having a problem, a fashion dilemma. We will solve it for you.
Oh my god, yeah. Keep doing questions. We'll post the. I'll make Ricky do the post the question, ask those questions again, and we'll answer questions.
I'll joyfully do that. That's our service to you.
Yeah. Okay. Well, this is going to go down in history as the shortest,
I think,
consumerist episode of all time.
Sweetest.
Yeah. I think that's all. So until next week,
happy shopping.
Bye.